Again, my name is Father Seth Goglin. I grew up in Brainerd, and so I don't know what it is, but you guys keep getting Brainerd priests here in Grand Rapids. I was ordained in 2012. My classmate was Father Drew, along with four others. You might probably remember Father Drew from when he was here. And my first assignment was as the associate pastor up in Ely, Tower, and Babbitt. I was there for 2 years. And then for the last 4 years, I have been pastor in Nashwauk and Coleraine. And it has been the greatest joy of my life to be a priest. To love you, to serve you, to lead you as your pastor into a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus. I think sometimes we look at priests and we say, well, they must have always known. They must have always known that they wanted to be a priest. And that just isn't true for me. I didn't always know that I wanted to be a priest. But more to the point, I didn't always know that God was calling me to be a priest. Because it isn't just because a guy wants to be a priest that necessarily means he should be a priest. There needs to be a call. God needs to choose the man for the priesthood. And they need to answer that call. So, brief story of my vocation to the priesthood then. I was born into a Catholic family. I was baptized as a baby into the Catholic Church. I always went to Mass with my parents every Sunday. I thank God for that they always brought me. And they did enroll me in religious education classes and faith formation all the way from probably kindergarten until I was confirmed as a junior in high school. So I was always at those. So I was always at Mass, always at class. But my faith wasn't really my own. I didn't own it. It certainly wasn't living on my heart. It was just sort of, okay, this is what I do. I went to Mass somewhat attentively, and I was probably not very attentive at all in religious education classes. So for those of you who have kids that are like that, there's hope. So as I said, I was living my faith, so to speak, because I was at Mass and at class, but it wasn't in my heart. It wasn't until I met a new friend in high school that really my faith started to become alive. And the reason it happened is because he challenged my faith. He attacked the Catholic faith, in fact. And he was doing it for my own good because I was Catholic and he thought Catholics were going to hell. So it was his duty to save my soul, of course. And as he kept saying things, attacks against the church, questions that he had, my response was always the same. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know how to answer that. And he said, well, that's not a very good answer. And I said, you're right, it's not. But the thing is, I know that you're not right. And I thank God that my parents brought me to Mass each Sunday because Jesus was living in me, even if I wasn't living for him. And so there was something in my heart that said, the things that this guy is saying, even though I don't have an answer for him, I know they're not right. But I knew I needed an answer. So I started actually digging deeper into my faith. I was meeting with the priests on a regular basis, asking them questions about the faith. And the thing is that what I began to realize is that the Catholic faith, our faith as Catholics, is very intelligible. It makes sense. Once we start with the premise that Jesus existed, which is a historical fact that's not really up for debate, and that he died and rose from the dead, again, a historical fact, the faith is, do we believe that he's God? And once we make that leap of faith, everything else just follows so cleanly, so smoothly in our faith. And I begin to realize this because even though I was taught all of this through the years, I never paid attention at classes. And so it was just anew for me, finally coming into my heart. And now that I began to understand this made sense, now I finally started to live my faith out. Now I finally started to say, you know what? This faith that I've been kind of walking into like a zombie, I really want to live it now. And so we might say, okay, great, Father. So that was the moment right there, wasn't it, that you decided you were going to be a priest? And it wasn't. I wasn't even thinking about the priesthood, as a matter of fact. I was dating a really nice young Catholic girl who I probably hoped to marry in a few years later. And I was going to go off to college now. And I was not going to seminary, but I was going to go to St. Cloud Technical College for computer networking. And I did that. So I continued my plans of what I thought my life was supposed to be like, and everything was really great, right? Like, now I had a relationship with the Lord, I was living my faith, I was going to confession regularly, going to Mass every Sunday, I was praying, I was dating a great girl, and I was going to school for something I liked and I was good at. And yet, I was miserable. and it didn't make any sense to me. Like, how could this be that all these things are lined up? I'm doing good things. I'm living for the Lord. I'm doing things that I think I have talent in for college. I'm dating a nice girl. How is this the case that my life, I feel really crappy every day? And so I began to do something that maybe all of you have known for years, but I really didn't. I began to actually talk to God, okay? Like, not just read the scriptures, which we all should do, not just pray the rosary, which we all should do, but actually tell God, like, off the cuff, here's what's going on in my life, Lord. What's going on? And so my prayer for months at a time now, it started out like this. Lord, this kind of sucks. Like, I don't get it. I feel like I'm living for you now and I'm doing things that I'm supposed to be doing. Why is my life so miserable? Why do I feel so icky every day? And I didn't have an answer. The Lord didn't seem to be answering me. And then one day I went to go visit a friend of mine who I graduated high school with, who entered seminary right out of high school. So I was visiting him there at the seminary. I wasn't thinking about seminary. I didn't want to enter seminary, but I went to go see him. And the moment I walked in, just to the lobby, not like to the chapel or anything else profound, just into the lobby of the seminary, I just felt a great peace come over me. All that weight, all that ickiness, all that confusion, it just went away. But not even then did I think, oh yeah, I'm going to be a priest. I actually believed that God was maybe just calling me there for a couple years. You know, maybe it's, hey, Seth, I need you to trust me more, or maybe I need to become a better man and this is the place to do it. But I trusted God enough to go. And then after years of prayer and discernment, not only on my own part, but again, the call's got to come from God. So discernment from the church as well. Every year, the evaluation process, it became clear both to me and to the church that yes, I was being called to the priesthood. But like our friend, the prophet Amos, in the first reading today, I had no plans of this. I didn't grow up in a family that had lots of priests or even other religious vocations on either side of the family. I was the first one. And even though my parents brought me to Mass every Sunday and made me go to classes, we never talked about religious vocations at home. This wasn't something I had wanted from an early age. It wasn't something I thought about. I was surprised. I think other people were surprised. Certainly some of my catechists were surprised. But I knew God was calling me. And when God calls and we answer his call, that is where the deepest joy of our heart will come. And as I told my former parishioners now in Coleraine and Nashwauk this last weekend, I didn't choose them. I didn't choose to go there. And likewise, I didn't choose to leave after 4 years. I didn't have a conversation with the bishop. I'm like, Bishop, I 4 years, I think that's pretty good. I think it's time to move on. And I think St. Joe's and St. Augustine's is a great fit for me. None of that happened. But again, we trust that as God calls, and as he calls through his church, through the voice of the bishop, even in personnel moves, we trust that this is the will of God. And so I give thanks that the Lord has brought me here, St. Joseph's and St. Augustine's, to be your pastor, to love you, to serve you, to lead you. And although I only know a few of your names and maybe know a few more faces than that, I'm here to love you. I am here to serve you. I am here to lead you as your pastor, and I'm really looking forward to it. And so like St. Paul, I give thanks to God today, not only for my vocation and the gifts that God has given me that I hope to use for all of you, but I give thanks to God for you. Because it's not just my mission or the priest's mission, Father Seth and Father Charlie doing things. Part of our mission is to help you understand your gifts and to use them as well. Because this is the call of discipleship, and we see it today, don't we, in the gospel. Jesus saying, all right, guys, called you, you 12, you've been seeing what I've been doing, you've been hearing what I've been preaching. Guess what? It's time for you to get out of here and go do it yourself. You have the skills, you have the grace, because I give it to you. Now go and do it. Brothers and sisters, we are called here every Sunday to receive from God his word in the scriptures and in the preaching, and his body, blood, soul, and divinity right from this altar in the Eucharist. We are called to be fed here every weekend, not just for our own salvation, but for everyone else out there. We're called to be refreshed and fed here so that we can leave these doors and go out to those Catholics who aren't at Mass. Those Catholics who have been away from the church, perhaps for a very long time. We're called to leave these doors and go out to those who are members of the body of Christ but are not yet united together in the one holy Catholic apostolic church which our Lord established. We are called to go out there to people that don't even know who Jesus is and tell them, hey, Jesus, he's the Savior. Come to him. This is our mission. And although we're beginning a brand new relationship this weekend, me as your pastor, you as my parishioners, we're embarking on something that isn't new at all. And that's the call to discipleship. The call to go out and preach God's word together. So, I as your pastor intend to love you, to serve you, and to lead you. But I also want to call you out of here as well, out there, to go preach God's word to others. So brothers and sisters, let's pray for each other this day and every day, that we may live the call which Jesus gives to us, the call of discipleship.